I'd like to welcome everybody to the Health Commission special meeting for May 24th, 2021. We have a very short agenda for this meeting. And at the moment, we do not have quorum, so we're waiting for one more member. But I wanted to welcome everybody from the public and realize that you can review our agenda or any of our minutes from previous meetings by simply Googling San Luis Obispo Health Commission. And you can leave public comment by emailing mcoughlin@co.slo.ca.us. And with that, I will feed the meeting over to our Chair Pro Tem, Jean Raymond.
Well, I want to welcome everybody to this special Health Commission meeting. It's like Michael said, May the 24th, and we are going to be looking at, once we get quorum, looking at a specific thing, agenda item 3, and it is review and approve CAPSLO's request for community COVID education to a parent audience. So that's our plan. And until we get to quorum, we had some questions. We've had some changes on our board. We're still looking for community members. So if anybody out there is interested, please let Michael know. And Robert was talking about maybe some other people that you might know in the community that might be interested, and we can send them an invitation. Or Robert?
Yes, and I know he looked at your website. I don't know how much more interest he has, but he sounded interested. A very well-informed guy. I think he'd be very useful on the
Health Commission.
On the commission, yeah. I could probably, not sure what's proper here, Jean.
Maybe
I suggested he contacted Michael, basically.
Yeah.
Is it appropriate for me to get his contact information to you or to Mike?
Well, I'm on the nominating committee, and we're always looking for people. And if, you know, to answer questions, you know, we being on the Health Commission, you would know as much as anybody else as far as what type of things that we speak about. Then Michael can talk to us about what is the protocol.
All right. So I'm sorry, I stepped away for a second. I just talked to Tom. He'll be signing on in 1 minute. He just had an issue finding the login information, so I had to re-email it.
Well, that's great. So we were asking about the protocol. So if we have people that we've talked to in the community as health commissioners, you know, we can inform what we can, you know, what it's about, but the mm-hmm. protocol for actually applying for a position that's available.
Okay. The protocol would be to refer them to the Health Commission page. The easiest way to find it, because it is part of the county website, is to simply Google San Luis Obispo County Health Commission or San Luis Obispo Health Commission. On that page, it'll actually have links directly to the application packet, and application packet will tell you who to submit it to. Once we receive an application packet, we would bring it to our nominating committee, as long as they met the basic guidelines of the seats that are available. It's much easier for the health consumer seat than the direct provider. So as long as, if they're applying for a direct provider seat, as long as they actually met the definition of direct provider, we would bring that to the nominating committee, who would conduct an interview and then give their opinion to the overall health commission. As long as the health commission votes the person in, then it would get sent to the Board of Supervisors, because the Board of Supervisors are the ones that appoint who's on the Health Commission. So there's a few steps involved, but what the person that's interested has to do is simply go to our website and open up the application packet, fill it out, and submit it to us.
Thank you for the explanation.
And Jean, is the opening solely for a direct provider?
No, this is actually the one that's open currently is a consumer. So if he's retired and he's not providing direct care, he would be able to apply. Now, if he's still providing direct care, looks like we may have a seat in the future. But, you know, anybody that's interested can apply. And then as seats become available, then it's nice to have people we can call on and interview and get involved in the community outreach.
I'll drop him a line.
That'll be great. Thank you very much. And it looks like Tom has arrived, so we do have a quorum. So as the vice chair, call the meeting to order. Is there any public comment?
There is no public comment, ma'am.
Thank you very much. So what we have as far as an action item is to review and to approve CAPSLO's request for community COVID education to the parent audience. As public record, the agenda item has been posted. Is that correct, Michael? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So the summary is basically that at this meeting, we discussed it at length at our May 7th meeting. And what the bullet points, there's four of them here. Number one, Health Commission should move forward with CAPSLO's request to provide education presentation on the vaccine science, how to obtain the vaccine, address vaccine myths and common questions, and provide general information on COVID safety. Number two, the presentation should be unbranded and should be developed by a team from the public, by the Health Commission members, utilizing existing resources and information from the Public Health Department. Number three, the presentation should be pre-recorded for use at multiple CAPSLO sites. And number four, it is recommended to conduct a pilot live presentation session for the first parent audience in the month of June. So our staff comments is the approval of upon request is so we're looking for input from the group here. We made the recommendation from our group, and so we need to vote on it. Is that correct, Michael?
At the last regular Health Commission meeting, we did not have quorum, so we were not able to take a vote. But actions that were taken at that meeting was the chairperson did appoint an ad hoc committee to start working on this, and they have been working on it. However, once they're completed, they can do no work unless the committee itself approves CAPSLO's request for the COVID education to a parent audience, because all the ad hoc committee can do is do the background work, and then it would have to be the Health Commission that takes this out of the Health Commission and gives it the CAPSLO and conducts the training.
So we're at the point where the committee has put some things together. Do you want to have any input? I don't know if Tamar's here, but I know that Candace was very active in this endeavor. Do you want to make any comment?
No, I think we're gathering materials, and I think that we'll probably be ready for a June presentation. So we just need to organize which group that would be, et cetera.
Okay. A question, Tom?
Yes, and it's just for my own reassurance, Michael probably has the answer, but with only five members, I assume the quorum must go off of the current total sitting. It's not by the total positions, I assume.
No, quorum would be by current sitting members. So our quorum level, our membership is currently nine. Which would give us, under our bylaws, a quorum of five.
Thank you. I figured you had the answer. Well, I'm supportive of this, so I have no other input.
Looks like Lynn has another comment here.
I don't have a comment. I'd just like to move that we approve going forward with CAPSLO's request to provide the educational presentation.
I'll second the motion.
Thank you. Everybody who is in favor, please raise your hand. Let me see what I have here. So it looks like it was unanimous. Everybody wants to move forward with this project. So our ad hoc committee has permission to move forward. Yes, thank you very much. Do you need any more information, Michael, to make it?
That is it. Now what will be able to happen is tomorrow, and Candace, once the ad hoc committee is done working on this, you will be able to actually start working with board members, because I understand that we wanted to have commissioners. We wanted to have commissioners work with helping actually give some of these trainings. Is that correct?
That's right. The staff comments, that was the last. The staff recommends the approval of the request. Upon approval, the staff, we appointed an ad hoc committee, and it's community education. Did you get anybody else, Candace, in the community that you wanted to talk to?
I mean, no. It's the end of the quarter for me, so everybody's totally booked.
Well, I had shared with Tamar some community resources, and the public health is key that we have their input. And Michael said, we are going to be requesting health commissioners who have health backgrounds and interest to serve as presenters. And I know I volunteered once I get back. And Lynn, I think you volunteered as well. Is there anybody else that would like to be part of this presentation? Well, it looks like we have a pretty full ad hoc committee. So any questions, you know how to get a hold of me, and we can run it through the actual ad hoc committee.
Wonderful.
Well, now we have the numbers, so we can move forward. Any other comments?
I will ask Michael, are we all set with the, I don't know if you've had a chance to talk with San Luis Council of Governments yet, but moving forward on that pedestrian safety topic, and you need any assistance from me, or you got it covered?
I have sent out the initial email to them, giving them some background information about the Health Commission and what they can expect for their part in presentation. At this point, I'm just waiting to hear back from them about any needs they have for the meeting. Usually what I would do at this point is reach out again about a week ahead of time.
Okay. Could you send me a copy of that, and I'll check in also?
Okay.
That'd be great. Thanks.
Thanks for the willingness to participate and move it forward. That'll be a nice topic for the next meeting.
Well, I've worked with that team before. It's a good group. I'll just encourage them to get in touch with Michael first opportunity.
Was there any other business that we have, Michael?
I tried to keep this meeting short and sweet, so no.
Okay.
I gave Dr. Rosen the day off, so he didn't have to report out. He was very happy about that.
I'm sure.
And I can make a report, as far as the Health Commission and the grants for our community, for our county, are moving forward. We're in the process. So all the people, I know I stepped in for Mary Jean to be one of the people looking at the grants. So I just want to report that it's moving forward.
I think our work is done.
I think so too. So I guess the meeting is adjourned. Robert?
Just a quick clarification. I understand Ginger has resigned. She is a direct provider, is she not?
Ginger is a direct provider. We also do have a healthcare consumer seat that is available. The last action we took was we transitioned Ginger from a healthcare consumer to a direct provider, which opened up a healthcare consumer seat. And then with her resignation, that also opened up direct providers.
So Currently, we have two consumer and one direct, or just...
I think it's one in one. Let me pull this up and double check. So we currently have one direct provider vacancy and currently have one consumer vacancy.
Okay. So I guess we adjourn the meeting. Is that correct?
Yes, that would be fine. Shortest meeting ever.
Thank you for everyone for coming in and voting on this very special topic.
Yeah.
How things move forward.
All right. Thank you. Right.
Bye bye.
Thank you, everybody.
Have a nice holiday weekend.
Yep.
Bye bye.